USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
The perpetrators abused their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally retired from the Air Force in 2010 with the rank of colonel.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
McSally says she's going public now, hoping it will lead to reforms. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
R. Kelly is back in jail for not having all of the $161,000 he owes in back child support. The singer was charged last month with sexually abusing four people, including three underage girls. He spoke to CBS This Morning's Gail King.
How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you were holding...
That's stupid, guys!
I didn't...
Is this camera on me?
Yes.
That's stupid!
Kelly says all the women are lying. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen handed over documents to a House panel allegedly showing how a Trump lawyer edited his false 2017 testimony. He later told reporters after the hearing before the House Intelligence Committee that it went well.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them. I told them that any additional information that they would want, they should feel comfortable to reach out to my counsel, and I would continue to cooperate.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump is responding to reports that North Korea is rebuilding a rocket base. The base had supposedly been dismantled after his first summit with Kim Jong-un. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
He says if the reports end up being true,
I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim.
Speaking at the White House about it on Wednesday after satellite images reveal apparent efforts to rebuild a rocket test site in North Korea. This comes just a week after the president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a second round of talks on denuclearization.
I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens. We'll take a look.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After a House resolution was not voted on, one congressman is speaking out. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
House Democrats say they will not vote on an anti-Semitism resolution Wednesday, as they are still refining the language of the measure. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.